Siyabonga PJ. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 on Tuesday, 24th February, and this is The Connection from Live Talk. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking youth in politics.
So let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. On Facebook, you can find us at VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. You can also get things going on our WhatsApp. That number is 001-202-465-0318. Again, that number is 202-465-0318. Let's get your messages.
And for those who want to speak on air, you can give us a call on the following number: 001-202-619-2077. Again, the number: 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, not to forget, we're streaming live on the internet. Find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also voandebele.com. Catch us on our stream there.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America here in Washington.
Ntunga, young people constitute the majority of our population, and technically that means they should yield great influence in shaping Zimbabwe's political future. But it does not seem that's the case.
Indeed. And so today we are asking, are you as a young person adequately engaged in politics? If so, tell us how. If not, tell us why.
And of course, Ntunga, we want everyone to join us. So make sure you call us, send us your WhatsApp messages, and also find us on our Facebook and Twitter. We'll be making sure to check and see what people are saying in Zimbabwe and around the diaspora on this topic that's I think is going to be a hot one today.
Indeed, Ms. T. Very interesting topic. Indeed, we have on Live Talk tonight. Again, we are talking young people and politics. Are you, as a young person, adequately engaged? Zihlobo esithandekayo, litshona njani emakhaya? Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Sikhangela ukuphatheka kwenu njengabasakhulayo kwezombusazwe. Kanje liyaphatheka, kambe liyaphatheka ngendlela egcweleyo na? Ukuze phela litholakale lilungisisa elakusasa lenu, njengabasakhulayo ngoba yini abakhokheli bakusasa. Lingasithumela incwadi kuWhatsApp kumbe kuFacebook. Inombolo zethu zocingo nanzi zithi 001-202-619-2077. Lingasitshayela ucingo litsho kubana lifuna ukuphatheka kuhlelo, siza lifonela ke back, libe seliya ikhuluma ke kuhlelo ngezizathu zokuphatheka kwenu kumbe ukungaphatheki kwenu kwezombusazwe. Hongo vatereri tinomu gamuchirai muchirongwa chanhasi, chirongwa chevechidiki, The Connection. Apo tiri kukurukura nenyaya yevechidiki nezvematongero enyika. Nyaya tiri kutarisa nhasi, Tatenda, ndeyekuti vechidiki vari kuparticipata here munyaya dzezvematongero enyika. Ndokuti vawanikwe vachiumba remangwana ravo, you know, kuti vanoda kuti ringe rakamira sei. Saka ndokuti vati foneri parunhare pano apa tozovafonera back. Number dzedu dzefoni dzinoti 001-202-619-2077. Number zvekare 001-202-619-2077.
Ko number ye WhatsApp.
unayo paduzi.
Pa WhatsApp tirifa number 202-465-0318. Tibate papo pa WhatsApp. Tumina ima messages enyu. And Ntunga, I think we have our first guest this evening who will be joining us on the program. That is Mr. Lovemore Chinoputsa. He is the MDC formation of Morgan Tsvangirai Youth Secretary. Lovemore, thank you so much for joining us today on The Connection.
Thank you very much, Tatenda. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you, Ntunga. I think I'll let you get the first question, get the conversation started.
Yes, Lovemore, as a young person, would you say that, you know, young people are adequately engaged in politics, you know, insofar as shaping their future is concerned?
I would say that young people are participating in a way towards the development of the country, that is in the politics. But I'd say there are so many limiting factors that are happening or that hinder young people from participating. Firstly, it is that young people have become so much enmeshed in their own in economic activity, such that they don't have time for political activities. You know, if you look at the Zimbabwean economy, it is an economy that does not allow people to really show their skills and show their talent. So a lot of people are engaged around how best they can provide food on the table, and they end up not having time enough to really participate in political activities. If people are focusing on bringing food to their family's table, bringing food to themselves, and so you would find that the time for political activities becomes limited. That is the first economic factor. And again, also, the politics of Zimbabwe has been so much polarized, and there's a lot of victimization, there's a lot of fighting that happens, there's a lot of misunderstandings that happen, and a lot of young people actually have been unfortunate to be having found in the ring of politics, and that they've been victimized, and they've been victims of politics. So it has not been a very, very safe terrain for young people to participate. So you'd find that a lot of young people have said, no, we cannot find ourselves engaging ourselves in politics because we end up endangering ourselves, we end up endangering our lives. And so there's no reason for us to participate in politics. So it's all those figures that make it difficult for young people to participate in politics. Instead, they are feeding their families, or they are equally afraid of the space that has been closed, in the space that is not very conducive for participation of young people.
Some interesting points there. And Ntunga, of course, starting yesterday, we've been asking our young youth listeners to join us by sending their videos and their audio messages talking about what they're dealing with in Zimbabwe. So as Lovemore pointed out, we're hoping we'll be playing those later on in the program. And we can hear directly from some young Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and the diaspora talking about, you know, how they're faring when it comes to participating in the issue of politics. And Ntunga, we also have our second guest. Who's on the line?
We have Kumbulani Mpofu. He's a ZANU-PF chairman, you know, the youth branch for Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Mpofu.
Yes, Mr. Ntunga Mili.
Yes, we are talking, you know, youth in politics, as you know already. Give us your take in ZANU-PF. I know you guys are preparing for the bash, you know, at the weekend, this coming weekend in Victoria Falls. Yes. And I know a lot of young people, you know, are going to be heading to Victoria Falls, you know, to pay respects and pay tribute to the president. But would you say you guys are, you know, adequately, you know, engaged the way you probably should be?
Yeah, I think we adequately engaged. Because what I would like to say, Mr. Dukamil, is that we as youth, we are an autonomous board, that we do our own decisions. So as far as the bash is concerned, it is above board. And all the youth which are concerned, or all the youth which are instructed to run the bash, are very much engaged and very much welcome to what is going to be happening in celebrating the life of our icon.
Yeah, we get that, Mr. Mpofu. you know, but what I'm trying to, you know, get at is that with your peers in ZANU-PF, we know you have a lot of activities and, you know, we know how the political situation is like in the country at the moment, you know, the economy and all that. What I'm saying is, are you as young people engaging, you know, vakuru venyu, abakulu venyu, ku ZANU-PF, so that, you know, you can also have a say in decision making?
Yeah, definitely. Ngoba into khona Mr. Ntungamili, thina njengabogatsha lwabatsha esikwenzayo ukuba sisebenza labakhulu bethu, sithathe lapho abatshiyele khona siqhubekisela phambili umsebenzi wabo. Lo mkhono wethu siyakwazi ukuthi umkhono wethu ungana uhambi kahle, but ungananzelela umkhono wethu ungahambi kahle wenziwa ngabomu, kukhona okwenziwa ngabomu, but thina njengamayouth sizama ukuba siwuphendule umkhono wethu, sisiba engaged ekusebenzeleni ngezandla, siqhuba uhlelo esingaluthi yi-Z-Masset.
Uthi umnotho kwenziwa ngabomu ukuthi ungahambi kuhle, Mpofu, kwenziwa ngobani?
Yes, ungakhangela kulama companies esawanika, esingathi thina sawanika i-leverage yokuthi e-investe. Angithi, after those companies invest eZimbabwe, we introduced a policy, i-indigenization policy, and ungakhangela most of those companies babe ngasayenza ama-remissions, they weren't paying tax, they have been externalizing foreign our currency in collaboration with the sanctions esiwabone khona. So esingakutsho ukuthi umkhono wethu uwiswa ngabomu, yikho nizama ukuthi ngikuchazisele.
Okay, that's Kumbulani Ndebele at Atenda. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mpofu. And of course, Mr. Mpofu is saying, he's acknowledging that the economy is, you know, not performing as it should, but he's blaming it on the sanctions and other companies that he says were given the leverage by the government, you know, to be actively involved in the, you know, in the economy of the country, but they began to play tricks, like, you know, not remitting, you know, their revenues and all that.
Yeah,
in
I
terms
think
of taxes.
Before we go to our listener there, Regatimbo Vunza, Mkoma Love Moguti, looking at the issue here, economy, and just as my brother here, Mr. Mpofu, said, what would you say about the issue of indigenization, issue of Zim asset in that front, as an MDC youth, but also a Zimbabwean? Do you see that moving forward to assist Zimbabwe's recovery of the economy?
I think the problem that we're having with this economic blueprint is that there is no sincerity, there is no political will, and as far as an attempt to ensure that the young people of Zimbabwe really get something or benefit something from all these economic blueprints. What we've seen is just that people are speaking in abstract terms. If you look at the Z-Masset, you really don't see where young people are going to benefit. If you go back to the ZANU-PF Manifesto of 2013, which spoke to issues of creating employment for young people, I think about 2.2 million that are supposed to be anchored around the Z-Masset plan and economic blueprint. But you realize that a lot of people still continue then to lose employment. And you begin to wonder, to say, is it really bringing value to the young people of Zimbabwe? It's just these are just economic blueprints that are just being spoken of, which do not bring any value. So as far as I'm concerned, there's not been any benefit, there's not been any value that has come to the young people vis-a-vis some of the economic blueprints and economic plans that have been talked about, especially around Z-Masset. But I also want to ask him to say, I think we should move away from just speaking about sanctions and blaming sanctions on everything. The sanctions could have been there or could not have been there, but what are we doing as Zimbabweans? What are we, if we come together and discuss and look at how best we can come up with better policies that can lift this country from the economic mess that we find ourselves from. The reality of the matter is that this country is suffering, and this country, there is no clue on how best we can move to recover. from the economic malaise that we found ourselves in. So this business of continuously blaming sanctions and this business of continuously looking at other people and not looking at ourselves to say, where are we doing right and where are we getting it wrong, is an issue that we need to address. So as long as we continuously do not look at ourselves, but look at outer and other outside circumstances and sectors as things that have contributed to the decline of the economy and the decline of our economic activities in this country, then we're not doing anything to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Chinoputsa. Mr. Tine Mtereri Panapa Tapua. Gavas Guarari. No Gamshira Mushirongwa Tapua. Taswira Maswirao. Yeah, Tukutaura ne nyaze my youth ne politics nas.
That is what
I'm saying. Yeah, I enter in Berry and you Tapio.
Okay, in dance along with this is a big and don't give me a full background to the mission at Tundin.
As my colleague Blessing would say, tatenda tapo ari ku taura nenye kuri amwira makudo munda kumakudo apa sa tapo kana maramwa munda, you know, makudo azara munda mumunda zvinozofamba here apa
manje zvakaoma mukoma wangu nekuti hongu munda ndewedu zvedu tichitofanira kuti tione nezvawasi panhu pacho pakaoma manje saka zvinhu zvekuti tinezvo kuti toita zvima.
Asi wewe kana pa munguva yesarudzo unovhota here? Unomboendawo kunovhota nevamwe?
Ndinombovhota nekuti tinongoziva kuti hapana shanduko inoitika, saka ngonoti kugara tangosiya nazvo kuri nani.
Your problem, Asim Koma.
Now he is. That's exactly what we're talking about, right? Saka ndopane dambudziko ipapo tapuwa. Because munenge muchichema kaseva se vechidiki kuti, you know, zvinhu hazvizi kufamba mushe, asi kana wapuwa mukana wekuti munovhota, they don't do that. Saka haiwa, tinotenda yedu tapuwa, but se vechidiki we are not gonna tell you who to vote for, but tingakukurudzirai zvino izvi kuti panonzi panguva yekuvhota, just go and register and ndokuti uvote and have a say in your future.
Ichokwadi mukoma wangu, ndokutendestire kasi ndichiona kuti kuti tivote manje hapana shanduko inoitika. Zvinhu zvaangobva kare chidarita tiiti toziva kuti zvinongonongobuda zvibe musarudzo, saka zvinorwadza manje.
Pane kunonzi kushinga tapiwa. Pane kunonzi kushinga. Shinga izvichanaka mukoma.
Kumezvanaka. Tikutendesei maita basa.
Tinotenda mukoma tapiwa.
Tine mumwe mutereri.
Zvakanaka.
Tine mumwe mutereri tunga anonzi mukoma Samuel. Makadii mukoma Samuel? I think in phone ya mkoma samu ya mbodona. Asi tine ma soundbites edu ntunga about young people in Zimbabwe who sent us some of their audio messages per WhatsApp. So like, I think let's play some of that and then we can come back to we'll have our guests kind of talk about what they're hearing, the views of the young people representing Zimbabwe.
Let's hear them.
I want to rule my destiny.
Manera akanaka. Isusu vechidiki tiri kupindira mune zvematongerwo enyika nekuti tiri kutambudzika, tiri kusara takagara, tiri kushaiwa mabasa, upenyu huri kutiomera, asi mudhara uyu achingorambira pachigaro. Saka tiri kuda kutoti tione kuti tawana mabasa, zvinhu zvatifambira munyika.
I'm very much active in politics. I am an MDC T member. Arar South constituency, So I'm very much active in politics of our country. And then the only problem is there is lawlessness in our country. You know, if you are in opposite of an opposite political party, going is very tough. So, you know, that's the problem here in Zimbabwe. Thanks very much.
Yeah, actually, as a young Zimbabwean, I like politics with all of my heart. But now, the main point is that in our country, Zimbabwe, those politicians, whether they are like playing a dead game, only these politicians, they only work for their pockets. We are busy suffering here. They don't even look for us or even know what's happening, no jobs, whatever. People are suffering, both of them. They only work for their pockets and their family. In the valley of decision, restraining
the Edens with a rod of iron. You know not. Right now, I'm actively involved in politics. I'm now the secretary for party projects, Sekiro District, Mashonaland East, and I'm enjoying it in the MDC of led by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai.
Hello, Studio 7. Isukudo kumazwe Central, tiri vachidiki vanofarira kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika, asi tiri kutadziswa vazhinji vano vanenge vachitya.
I wanna rule my destiny. Iyo indaba esikhuluma ngayo lamhlanje datenda ukubana abatsha kumele bathathe elakusasa labo balifake ezandleni zabo, baphatheke kwezombusazwe. Sizwile amanye ama listeners asanda esanda wadlala emoyeni bekhuluma ngokubana kungani bephatheka kwezombusazwe. Abanye bathi gabalandaba kabaphatheki njengotapiwa, kuthi kalandaba kaphatheki kwezombusazwe ngoba akula tshintsho olungaba khona. Ngimbuzile, uzakhumbula mbuzile ukuthi ukuvota uyavota yini? Wathi hayi, lakho ukuvota amvoti ngoba nglanxa ngaze mvote, you know, akula tshintsho abakhona. And really it's a tragedy because such apathy you know, lack of interest in national issues is what you know, what's pulling young people back.
Seems to be ruling the day
exactly,
at the moment. Yeah,
exactly. And I hope you know, young people can learn something from South Africa, where, you know, you have Julius Malema, the commander in chief. And I'm saying that in quotes.
Yeah. In case people can't see.
Yes. The commander-in-chief of the EFF. You know, those are young kids. They're young people who happened to disagree with their elders in the ANC. And they saw an opportunity. They have a different take on issues. They have a different, they had a different view. They went ahead and formed the EFF after they were expelled from the ANC. I'm not trying to encourage, you know, young people to break away from their political parties like MDCT, MDC, ZANU-PF, no. But what I'm simply saying is we need young people who are engaged, who can take, you know, the bull by its horns.
But someone would ask you, wanawechidiki kuZimbabwe wanopiwa mkana yoyo ere? Will they be allowed to follow the same suit? Maybe we can ask.
they have to demand it.
Well, we can ask there to see, you know, our guests. Maybe we can pose that question to Mr. Mpofu. Kumbulani, looking at what Ntunga just said, in Zimbabwe, our young people, would they be given that same ability to break away and have that same voice as we're seeing in South Africa when they find themselves feeling that they are unable or are not being given the space to join the issue of politics?
My sister, what I can tell you is that the ability, it's not about the ability to break away, but as I'm speaking, representing our ruling party, ZANU-PF, it has got clear-cut policies. Since it was formed, there's never been a breakaway from youth, and I think that won't happen. Whoever decides to break away will always see that it will be a stumbling block to do so. So the opportunity, the only thing that I can tell you about the opportunities that are given to youth is the right and the democracy to represent their offices and their needs, whatever they want. If you look at our parliamentary setup now, it has got young politicians, young MPs. That's all that I can tell you. And the issue of breaking away is not about the opportunity being given, but there's nothing like that that can happen in Zim, not because of suppression or whatsoever, but ZANU-PF has got clear policies. It's our home and our destiny. It has got own clear policies, and it has got oriented youth that can never have the thoughts of breaking away from the mother party. I thank you.
Kodwa impofu ngokwazi kwami njengabasakhulayo bezanu-PF akula alilayo umuntu omutsha olimela ePhalamende. Awuboni yini kuqakathekile ukuthi lani lithole lelo thuba lokubana litholakale lisiba represented kuzo zonke inxa kumbe inhlangothi lapho kuthathwa khona ama-decisions izinqumo ezithinta lini?
Into engakutshela yona Mr. Ntunga, eParliament yethu i-setup yakhona ilabantu abatsha abaningi abangenileyo kuZANU-PF. Ungakhangela silamakhombeza njengabo-justice mayor wajikajena ngama-youth akuma-provinces, silabo-Anastasia Ndlovu ngama-youth, silabo-Yeukhaya Simbanegayo, silabo-Omelodi, silabo-Ana, lawo ngama-youth, neyokuzana eChipanga ngama-youth ame ePhalamende. So engingathanda ukukutsho yikubana ibandla lethu liyanikeza amathuba alingeneyo kusiya ngecapability yakho ku-constituency kumbe kusigodlo ovela kiso kumbe i-district ovela kiso ukubana umele abantu ephalamenti. Yikho engingathanda ukubana ngikutsho, ungakhangela iphalamende yethu njalo futhi i-create i-portfolio okuthiwa i-portfolio ekhangele ngezabatsha eyuthi elomuntu osithungamelayo okuyuthi okuphalamenti ongu-MP orepresenta ama-needs kumbeni ama-expectations kumbe ama-interest ogatsha lwabatsha.
Yebo, ngukhumbulani Mpofu lo owe-ZANU-PF and of course he's proving me wrong. I was saying that as far as I know, you know, ZANU-PF youth are not represented in parliament, but he says there's a lot of ZANU-PF youth representation in parliament.
I heard you mention Anastasia Ndlovu. I think I've also heard of her. She is in parliament, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to vouch for that.
Okay. We'll have to find out. As you know, ladies first. So I'm just...
Indeed.
Yeah, I think we have our other caller. Maybe I think he's still on the line. Nkoma Samuel.
Samuel, uripo parunari. Tipe ofungwa zako tukutara ne nyaya rimudari ndo ndofunga uri kunzwa nyaya politics ne ma youth.
Kure kure uko kana vakupasa meso pa especially nguva de dia 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 kufanya kuti ndiwa bise ndo kupisa.
We have a very bad line there with Samuel. Samuel Runare rwako aruzi kunyako nzikuranyo kunyatso nzikwa mushe kana kuti to kufonera back. Hello, Samuel, uripo?
Yeah.
Ah, tino kufonera mkoma Samuel, noti fone nyiku kata. Yeah, I think we'll have to call him back.
That's a bad line.
Then, Ntunga, but as we wrap up, Ntunga, of course, we want to just let our listeners know that, you know, we want them to keep talking to us on Twitter and on Facebook. Make sure that they connect with us so we can find out what they're saying on our WhatsApp, and we'll read some messages on our second half, of course, as usual. And we want to encourage all the young people, as you said earlier, to go out and vote. That's where it first starts, of course, right? Because otherwise, maybe, you know, you can't complain if you haven't had a chance to vote.
Indeed. I mean, you can't blame it on anyone. Election time, you know, is an opportunity when everyone has a chance to have their say, to choose their political leadership, because it all boils down to politics.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're still acknowledging their challenges that young people face when it even comes to voting. But we'll talk about that in our second half, Mtunga. And we'd like to say thank you to our radio listeners who joined us today on The Connection. But as you know, it is time for us to end it here. But we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. So please transition and join us there.